Lesson: Jesus faces Pilate. Message: Jesus was condemned to death without guilt. Bible text: Luke chapter 23 verse 1 to 23 and Matthew chapter 27 verse 24. Jesus faces Pilate. In Jerusalem, Jesus was brought to Pilate by the people. They accused him of trying to cause a rebellion and said that he claimed to be a king. They also said other things that were not true. Pilate wanted to know what kind of king Jesus thought he was. He asked Jesus, "Are you the king of Jews?" Jesus answered him, "It is as you say." Pilate could not find no fault in Jesus. He made the people upset. They told Pilate that Jesus was a Galilean. When Pilate heard this, he sent Jesus to Herod because, as a Galilean, he was under Herod's authority. Herod was happy to see Jesus. He had heard all about his miracles and hoped that he would one day see one himself. When Herod questioned Jesus, he did not answer. Herod and his soldiers dressed Jesus in clothes that king wore and mocked him. He then sent Jesus back to Pilate. Pilate called all the people together again and said, "You have brought this man to me as someone who missed you. I have examined him in your presence, and I have found this man has done none of the things you have accused him of. Neither did Herod. I do not feel he has done anything that he deserving to being sentenced to death." The people did not agree again with Pilate. Instead, they insisted Pilate free Barabbas, a murderer, and kill Jesus instead. The people shouted, "Crucifying him, crucifying him." For the third time, Pilate said to the people, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found no reason that he should be killed." "I will therefore punish him, then let him go." The people continued to demand that Jesus be crucified. Pilate gave him in to the will of the people. He freed Barabbas and handed Jesus over to them to be crucified. He then washed his hands before the crowd and said, "I am innocent of sending this just person to his death." "You are responsible for his death," the crowd answered. "Yes, we will accept the guilt for sending him to his death." Suggestions for the teacher: lead in, show the picture to the children, discuss with them what they see, ask what he or she may feel, let some of the children play the story in a role play, instruct them before, provide these guys fancy dress, a chair, sticks, helmet, cord. Lesson instructions: begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. What does Pilate try to do? He wants to convince the people that Jesus is innocent. How does he show his opinion? He washes his hands in front of the crowd. Why? he does not want to be blamed for Jesus' death. Does Jesus know the outcome of his trials? Yes, he knows that he will die at the cross. Have the children repeat, Jesus was treated unjustly. He did not object because it was God's plan. Real life application. Jesus knew God's plan and accepted whatever the people wanted to do to him. How do you feel when you are blamed for something you did not do? Example, when you are accused of having stolen something although you did not do it. We must use Jesus as our example. Repeat to the children, Jesus was condemned to death without guilt.